Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with some very interesting energies for this new moon. We've got the 13-4 and the 14-5. So first, let's look really quickly at the 4 and the 5. Then we're going to look at the influencing energies of the 13 and the 14. So the 4 and the 5. So the 4 is foundational, right? It wants us to get serious about some area of our life. It wants us to get focused and commit to something and see it through to completion. But the 5 brings in this sort of progressive, forward-thinking dynamic that asks us to look at the bigger picture, to think outside the box, to be more unconventional, and to embrace that unconventionality. Also, it's begging of us to break free from something, right? So in some area of your life, you will likely be asked to break free from whatever it is that's holding you back, from whatever binds you, from whatever it is that is keeping you from expressing yourself in a way that feels good for you. And the 4 is asking you to get serious about that, to make a plan, to have a strategy, to commit to it, to see it through to completion, to make it happen, basically. Now, what's interesting is with a 13-4, the 13 energy, it brings in this element not only of like transformation and evolution and growth, but also femininity. So regardless of your gender, it has nothing to do with gender, it's all about energy. It's asking you to sink a little bit more into your feminine side, into your intuition, into your inner knowing, into receptivity, into allowing, right? The softer side of yourself. So if there's some area where you've been really like hyper-focused or very like rigid or, you know, overly action-oriented, whatever the case may be, this energy in this new moon is really asking you to lighten up a little bit, to let your hair down, to let things flow, and also to enjoy the finer things in life, you know, with responsibility and while staying practical and grounded because you still have that 4 energy. But there's definitely something here about, you know, checking in with yourself and seeing what is it that I want and how can I get serious about achieving that? And how can I do it in a way where I'm also vulnerable and I'm also asking for help and I'm receiving that help and I'm working with others. So there is a beautiful collaborative type of energy with a 13, and it's also very feminine oriented, again, where it's very much about, you know, harmony and peace and balance and uplifting, empowering, inspiring through its words or whatever. But there's definitely something here that's saying, you know, unclench your jaw and like just kind of breathe and sink back a little bit, lean more into your feminine side and your intuition and your inner knowing, and let that guide you towards your next endeavor, right? Like whatever it is you want to move towards. With the 14, five, there's that, you know, that element of the 4 again, right? We have that 14, 1, 4. So there's still something here that's saying, though there's this very freeing spirit, you know, afoot with this illumination, there's also a very grounded type of energy that's saying we're working on our foundation. We're building something that's meant to be long lasting. We're really moving towards something, but we have to commit to it, have a strategy, be focused, and not give up too quickly or too easily. We have to overcome the challenges that we can face in a 4 cycle. And we have to overcome those with grace and then extract the wisdom from that experience so that we can use that wisdom in our journey forward. So I would say, because you have such strong 4 cycles with this new moon, whatever you commit to or whatever you continue to commit to under this vibration, just know that you will see results. It will likely take time and effort, You have to keep showing up to it, and it will take patience, but you will see the results. Sometimes it can take weeks, sometimes it can take months, and sometimes it can take years. But whatever it is that you commit to under this time, at this time, will be freeing for you, will open you up to so much evolution and growth and change and transformation. And the rewards will be in direct proportion to the effort put forth. So keep moving forward, overcome those challenges, keep checking in with yourself to make sure that whatever you're doing is aligned with what you want and your heart center, and you will see the rewards of it, but you've just got to keep going. So I hope it's a beautiful new moon for you all. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.